From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called The Folly of Hardening the Heart Against God, part of the series of studies in the book of Joshua. Before Dr. Cairns comes, please listen to this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Joy for the Cast Out. The text is found in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Possibly this text may not apply to one in a thousand who hear the words of this little book of promises, but the Lord cheers that one in such words as these. Let us pray for all such as are cast out wrongfully from the society which they love. May the Lord appear to their joy. The text applies to truly gracious men who tremble at the word of the Lord. These were hated of their brethren, and at length cast out because of their fidelity and their holiness. This must have been very bitter to them, and all the more so because their casting out was done in the name of religion, and professedly with the view of glorifying God. How much is done for the devil in the name of God? Use of the name of Jehovah to add venom to the bite of the old serpent is an instance of his subtlety. The appearing of the Lord for them is the hope of his persecuted people. He appears as the advocate and defender of his elect, and when he does so, it means a clear deliverance for the God-fearing and shame for their oppressors. O Lord, fulfill this word to those whom men are deriding.
Thank you.
your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. Our text is in Joshua chapter 11, verses 1 through 20. Having conquered the cities in the southern part of Canaan, Joshua and the army of Israel now turned north. Jabin, king of Hazor, united the kings of the northern cities to fight against the Israelites. That army was equipped with iron chariots designed to terrify enemies, and yet the Lord told Joshua not to fear them, and in the ensuing battle Israel won a great victory. In applying this account to the unsaved, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the danger of ignoring the plain teaching of God's Word and of hardening one's heart against the warnings of impending judgment upon sin. Jabin knew well what the Lord had done in the south, yet he deliberately chose to fight against God and lost. Many a lost person has heard enough of the gospel to know what he ought to do. Like Jabin, many harden their hearts and refuse to repent and come to Christ. Sadly, these people meet the same fate as Jabin, whom God left to his hardened heart and to death. Now to continue this message, the folly of hardening the heart against God, here is Dr. Cairns.
Jabin knew enough from what he had heard to choose the right course, but he didn't, and perished for his trouble. Human nature, of course, never changes. Millions today are doing the very thing that Jabin did. They hear the Word of God. They hear of God's holiness, God's law, and God's judgment. Even more, they hear of God's grace and God's mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. They read and hear from Scripture the examples of sinners receiving mercy and the records of the impenitent receiving destruction. Perhaps I should say that's not just true of the millions, but it's true of people brought up in churches just like this, and it's true of people in this very meeting. you have heard enough to save the world. You have heard enough to be absolutely sure of what you ought to do in the light of eternity. You have not been denied the Word of God. You've grown up with a Bible in every room of your home. You've grown up with the Bible's message ringing in your ears every week of your life. Some of you, every day of your life. You know the mighty power of God. You know the mighty judgment of God. You know the power and majesty of the law of God. You know there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. You know of the place called Calvary and the atoning blood that Jesus shed for the forgiveness of our sins. You know of the empty tomb. You know of the invitation of grace. You know of the fate of the ungodly and of the joyous life forever of those whom Jesus saves. From all this, it's clear what you ought to do. The Bible tells us, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live. Isn't that simple enough? Incline your ear. Listen carefully. And act upon what you hear. What is the action that is required in the light of all you have ever heard of the God of the Bible and the Christ of the Bible and the salvation of the Bible? What is the action that is required? Come unto me. That's the action. Hear, and your soul shall live. Your duty is plain. The path of wisdom is plain. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The Lord Jesus put it in the simplest and most straightforward of terms when He says, repent and believe the gospel. Turn from the path of your sin. Turn from the ungodly rebellion. Turn from the folly that's leading you to hell. Turn from the way of the wicked. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Come to Him. Take Him at His word. Believe the gospel. Take this book of God and before heaven, earth, and hell and bear your testimony according to John 3. I set my seal to this. God is true. And I believe Him. That's the thing to do. That's the thing to do. That's the wise thing to do. As I pointed out, Jabin was known as the wise one. Sadly for him, he did not live up to his name. Because I note, not only did Jabin heard enough to know what to do, but Jabin hardened his heart against all that he heard. He hardened his heart against all that he heard. Nothing moved the heart of this man to repent. Not the message of God's holiness and God's judgment. He heard that, but he remained unmoved. He heard the story of God's mercy, but he remained unmoved. There were times when his own knees, like those of Belshazzar, knocked together in fear and his heart pounded with terror. There were times, I have no doubt, that he could hardly sleep in his bed at night for the fear of the awful fate that threatened him and his people. But Even the trembling of his own heart didn't move him. Nothing moved him to repentance. He hardened his heart against all that he heard. What a picture of sinners despising the Word of God. Like Jabin, they're hardened all the more by what they hear. I've seen it. I've lamented it. I've tried to counteract it. And yet, I've seen it again and again and again that people harden their hearts against everything that comes their way. Look at yourself. Is it not a tragedy when the hearing of the Word of God only makes you harder than ever before in your sin? You steel yourself. The law of God is preached. That law that comes with the mighty thunders of Mount Sinai. And yet, you're unmoved. The wrath of God is preached. The burning, awful, terrible reality of a never-ending hell. But you shrug it off. Some of you have even at times trembled under the threat of the judgment of God. But you've never repented. The gospel has been preached. Many's the time that the preacher has brought you up what Bunyan called that place somewhat ascending, the hill called Calvary. You've stood with the crowd at the cross. You've beheld as the mighty man of sorrows took upon himself the guilt of our sin, stretched himself upon the tree, poured out his soul unto death. Even the gospel that Christ died for our sins and rose again according to the Scriptures has only hardened your heart. Many a time you've been in the place where the Lord has touched your conscience, where the Lord has spoken directly to your soul. There have been times when the voice of tender entreaty has reached your heart. The Son of God has come to you as He did to Jerusalem. And yet, you've hardened your heart. There are young people, and I say this with great sorrow, there are young people who sit here still tender in years, but your heart is harder against God than the heart of many a drunkard and drug addict and prostitute walking the streets of downtown Greenville. All that you've ever heard not softened you, but it has hardened you. Some of you are beginning to find that very often this gets easier as time goes by. It gets easier to harden your heart. At first your conscience used to bother you a great deal. Some of you can remember times when your heart would give you no peace, thinking that you ought to flee to Christ. But each hardening of your heart has left you less impressionable by the gospel than ever before. Each hardening simply makes you harder. The world of nature gives us a vivid illustration of this. You all know what a sponge is. When you soak it in water, it is such a soft, elastic type of structure. However, as a little particle of silicon or silex settles in a sponge, and then another little silicon particle settles, and yet another, gradually the sponge becomes harder. There's been many a time in what used to be called a natural history class when a professor would set a sponge there and just a series of sponges, each one a little harder than the other, until finally, starting at this end with a soft sponge, this end is pure flint. You can submerge it in water, hot or cold. It will never soften again. How like the hearts of men. How like the hearts of young people and older people who have grown up listening to the gospel. Used to be a struggle to shrug off the claims of Christ and the commands of grace. But it got gradually easier. Be very, very, very careful lest you become like the flint that will never soften again. The softest human heart is sinful and depraved, but still it's true that many who once writhed under conviction now listen utterly unmoved. Be careful. That's what happened to Jabin. He heard enough to know how to be saved. Yet he hardened his heart against all that he had heard. Therefore we find that Jabin was left to his hardness by the Lord. By the time Jabin took the field against Joshua, God had already given him up. He would never be turned. He was like Pharaoh. Pharaoh hardened his heart. Then we read the Lord hardened his heart, which simply means the Lord withdrew every influence that would soften his heart, left him to his chosen hardness, without any influence to bring him to any other end. It's what theologians call judicial hardening. It brings up one of the most solemn things in all of Scripture. God giving up sinners. Now the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He's a God of great patience. He pleads long and often and gives multiplied opportunities to men and women hearing the gospel. You yourselves are living examples and proofs of that. But let me tell you, he often leaves hardened sinners to their chosen hardness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.